Today's podcast is brought to you by the Kepa Wamach Chordich. Visit www.speakklingon.info for more info.
Thursday, July 14th, 2011.
Hello and welcome. You're listening to Dachjaj Chol, your daily dose of Klingon language. I'm your host, Lawrence Schoen. Today's suffix involves an idea that many English speakers find a bit odd at first. It's the type 5 noun suffix, e. That's apostrophe, e apostrophe. E is attached to a noun to indicate that it is the topic of a conversation, but not the subject. One way to think of it is to translate any noun with e as the phrase, as for X, where X is the topic of conversation. Having established what you're talking about by using e, the rest of your sentence will still have a subject and verb, and possibly even an object. A few examples will make this very clear. Chod e, tur v'choch nish. As for the captain, soon I will need to kill him. Nov pu e, kloy, kid tach, romolushngan pu. As for aliens, Romulans joke too much. Mech e, ken, mitlord, bishop mo, jirung be. As for lunch, because I recently ate a saber bear, I am not hungry. You may or may not realize how far you've already come in your study of the language. But take a moment to reflect, not on how much Klingon you've acquired, but how much more you're thinking about language overall. You probably never thought much about the grammar of your native language, but as you learn how Klingon handles some things differently, you can't help but also gain insight and understanding about how you've been speaking all these years. What? You thought the only worlds language would open would be from a new language? It's bigger than that. Kopme poshmuch chol.